There you go.
Be a battle, could miss one.
That's the first time he's walked in, isn't it?
First or second time, yeah, he's done good, he's doing good. Good morning. We'll call the March 15, 2016 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing will be approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, members of council. One recommended amendment to today's agenda, we can strike executive session and possible action on executive session.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve, to amend the agenda?
I would make that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson, to amend the agenda by striking what the administrator recommended.
Executive session.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of March the 8th. Any questions, corrections?
Perfect.
Perfect. Wow. They will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, we have two letters of thanks. The first is the Division of State Police by Colonel Nathaniel McQueen Jr. for the donation of Camp Barnes, and also a letter on behalf of ARC of Delaware for the donation received by them. Those are the two, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
I got a really, really delightful little letter from the folks over in Lewis. We gave a little donation to the children's garden that we hopefully we can teach them where vegetables come from. So I'm very happy to hear from them that they really appreciated the small donation from the county.
Very good. Any more correspondence from council? Public comment, Mr. Guy. Mary Ellen Bitzerick, or something close to that.
I'm not only old, I'm hard of hearing.
You're doing fine.
Well, good morning, members of council. My name is Mary Ellen Bitzerick, and I live in Winding Creek Village. I was born and raised in Delaware. Newcastle County was my home for most of my life. I spent my summers in Dewey Beach, and I could not wait to make Lower, Slower Delaware my home. When I decided to move here, I based my decision on what I could afford and manage being a single individual. I now live here full time, and I am here today to ask you one favor. Put yourself in Winding Creek Village as a property owner and consider this. A while back, we were strongly urged by our Board of Governors to sign a paper requesting the county for information regarding a sewer and water conversion. It was emphasized that this was for information purposes only and in no way a vote for or against the proposal. I signed that form, as I am sure many others did. It would not have been possible to make an educated decision without the knowledge. On the 13th of February, at our question and answer and fact-finding meeting, I found out that someone misconstrued our letters as votes in favor. How did we get this for just asking for the facts? I felt like I was hit by a wave, and I didn't see it coming. This sewer and water project would be a life-changing event for me. I live on a Social Security check, a very modest savings, and a tight budget. My mother lived to be 94, and if I am blessed with her longevity, my question is, for how long will I be able to support myself and not become a burden to my only son? This unexpected, unwanted, unplanned for addition to my cost of living would be substantial. I do not stand here alone. Many of my friends and neighbors are single or widowed, and there are a number of retired folks as well in the same situation, living on that fixed income. So when it comes time for you to vote on this matter, I ask you from the bottom of my heart to please vote from yours. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Kathy Barnes.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to start out by saying that I also am a Winding Creek Village resident of 17 years. I'd like to thank you for putting off the referendum and for allowing us to be able to come before you and for you to come before Winding Creek Village to talk about this issue. I, like Mary Ellen, who was just here, am a widow. I've lived there 17 years. When we moved to Winding Creek Village, Guinea Creek was a beautiful creek. There were fish, there were shellfish. You could swim in it. Baywood was just being built. The golf course was not quite, but almost completed. Fast forward to now. You can't swim in Guinea Creek. We're advised that if you go and try and collect any of the shellfish, you eat very few of them because it's so polluted. We're being asked to participate in a sewer district to try and clean up our environment, to keep our inland bays pristine, to continue to reap the benefits of having a shore, seaside environment that brings lots of people and lots of revenue to our area. And yet, the things that are killing that environment, we're really not zeroing in on. You're asking Winding Creek, large pieces of property, an older community since the 70s, peopled with older people. Our average age is in our 50s. I'm pushing 70. Lots of us are on single incomes now. You're asking us to clean up our act, and yet the major polluters, Baywood, gray water, fertilizer, runoff straight into Guinea Creek, has killed Guinea Creek. You're proposing a sewer district and allowing a 600-family housing development that's being built not to be included. Inland Bays Preservation Corporation processes all of the waste from Baywood. They are rated at 97,500 gallons per DENREC. They use 75,000 with Baywood. That leaves 25,000 additional leeway. According to DENREC, the development you're leaving out in no way, shape, or form can be serviced by that area, by that company. That's that's Rob Tunnel's company, Inland Bays Preservation Company. So they'd have to build a new sewage treatment facility since they're not included in the sewer district. Right now, there's nothing on the books about that. Spraying gray water there would continue the cycle that has occurred with Baywood and kill Hopkins Prong. You're going after the wrong people. We're not a golf course. We're not 600 houses. We're just a 250 home development. We've got good, I think there's been three new septic systems that have had to be put in the last 25 years. We keep our stuff up. We have good-sized drain fields. Your problem are these big 600, 400, 200 Lewis Canal, Rehoboth Canal sorts of problems. I really ask you to seriously consider what you're trying to accomplish, and let's us take care of the big problems first. Let's take care of the problems that are going to occur and clean up these little things afterwards. We'll need sewers sometime. just not right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Paul Rieger.
Good morning, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Basically, what I wanted to discuss, trying to get off this a little bit, is at one of the meetings on the sign ordinances, you had, I believe, had asked or requested that the Board of Adjustments and the Planning Boards discuss the sign amendments or ordinances, however you want to phrase it. The Board of Adjustment put it up on their agenda a couple meetings ago. They did the best that they could with it, however they did it. The Planning and Zoning waited until, I believe, this Tuesday to finally put it on theirs, their agenda. They canceled that due to Mr. Wheatley not being there with their discussion on that. My assumption was that the county made a asked request, and I believe that the Board of Adjustment and the attorney and that board did it correctly to try to at least get you some information. There is no reason that the Planning Board should not have done the same thing Tuesday night to at least get you the same thing that the Board of Adjustments would have or whatever for the discussion for the sign ordinance. If everything keeps being pushed off, the sign ordinance will go as long as the comp plan until you start the comprehensive plan. And if it's something as simple as getting the sign ordinance done and you get this much of a disregard for your respect, how is anybody going to meet and come together for the comp plan? Or is it just going to be a repeat, take the 10-year-old plan, change a few lines in it, add this, add that into it, and call it a day and spend however much money you're going to do it? It just seems off that you would be disrespected that way, in my opinion. There's four members there. They could have had a discussion about it and got you what you had requested. The other thing is with going into the comp plan a little bit, the definitions have to be fixed. I can't see how you're going to discuss anything with the comp plan concerning agriculture if you don't even have the definition of the farm yet. What's considered a farm? How can you go to one process into another process? And if you even go into code, and you know I spend a lot of time trying to figure this one out and go through, ask every you to look in the code and find me in the code where it says what a farm pond is. Just one little thing. Just try and go through that. Go through your whole code. I'd like to find out how you can have a code for one or have what it's supposed to be, but you don't even know what it is. Thank you.
Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Boy, you guys sure ain't getting no better looking. Good thing I don't have to sleep with you. As ugly as you are.
Likewise.
Well, I already know I'm ugly, so you don't have to admit that. I'll admit that I'm ugly. I was born that way. What's your excuse? Anyhow, talking about a code. I tell you what, I was reading the code the other day, and I got a real joke out of this thing, because what is the most permanent thing there is? Generally, under the code, when you come in for something in AR, I don't care in what zoning, there can be a conditional use. Well, why is a graveyard required to have a conditional use? Because generally, after 2 years, the business no longer exists, it reverts back to the original zoning. So I guess, I got a job for you. I guess after it's all done and said and over with, you guys are gonna have to sit out there and watch that nobody jumps up and starts talking, because that code means that, after 2 years, it's no longer there, so now we can plow it up. Thank you.
Man needs a job.
Yeah.
Can we get him a job?
I gave you a job.
Next thing we have on our agenda is our consent agenda. We have four items, consent agenda. Item one is a wastewater agreement number 638-7, Essex County Project 81-04, Estuary Phase 1A-1, Miller's Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Number two is wastewater agreement number 638-8, Essex County Project 8104, the Estuary Phase 1A-2, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater agreement number 558-7, Essex County Project 81-04, Missile Lakes Phase 2, Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. And wastewater agreement number 843-6, Essex County Project 81-04, Vincent Overlook Phase 5, West Rehoboth Expansion of the Doobie Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions or concerns on those? I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve the consent agenda. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll be at motion carries. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item of business is the administrator's report for March 15, 2016. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet March 21st at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Offices West Complex, 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Lori Corsa, Veteran Service Officer of the Delaware Commission of Veterans Affairs, will be speaking on services offered to veterans in Sussex County. The conference planning subcommittee will also meet at 11:30 to discuss planning for their annual conference, which is scheduled for October 19th. A copy of the agenda for each meeting is attached. Item number two, a reminder that the council will not meet on March 22nd and March 29th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on April 5th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. James.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Last year, the county began an employee recognition campaign known as Give Them a Pickle program. This program recognizes employees for exceptional customer service. Employees can be recognized by coworkers, county residents, and customers. There were 72 employees who received a pickle for the fourth quarter of 2015. One recipient had her name drawn and will receive a trophy and one vacation day. The fourth quarter winner was Noelle Warren of Utility Permit. Noelle received a comment from a customer that thanked her very much for a very fast response and all other detail he needed. The customer stated he was very impressed. County Council has a copy of the fourth quarter pickle awards, and at this time I'd like to share a few examples of the great county service. One example was Terry Dukes of Mapping and Addressing was commended by an outside project engineer as giving unbelievable first-class service. Steve Mitchell of Building Code was commended by a customer whose project was being inspected. The customer noted Steve took his time explaining the violations and answered all questions to make sure the violations would be fixed. Paramedic Barry Hoke was with his medic partner at lunch. Barry noticed an elderly gentleman who looked lost and confused. Barry took his time to help the gentleman reunite with his wife. Bob Moore of Environmental Services was called by a coworker during his vacation day. The coworker was unsure how to handle a water pump alarm. Bob was commended for taking the time during his vacation to help solve the issue. Never once did Bob express irritation and continue to respond to all questions calmly. And the last example I want to share is paramedic Anna West was commended for going out of her way to help victims of a vehicle crash. She took the time to find their relatives, gather their belongings, and transport them to a nearby hotel. These are just five examples of over 70 pickles county employees received. At this time, I would like to recognize the employee pickle winners that were awarded that are present here today and by getting a group picture with county council.
Okay.
Sure you would.
I need everyone to come back in as tightly as possible.
Congrats, congrats, congrats.
I might need to put everyone on the back. Okay.
That's right.
Chip, what do you want to say? The council on either side. Can I take a couple from you over? Can you guys scatter up here? A couple of you come over. All right, that'll tighten up. Lori, you're taller, go to the back.
Yeah.
Sorry, Austin.
Perfect for Chip.
Okay. Councilor Cole.
Here she is over here.
Councilor, can you go to that side?
Well, congratulations. Thank you. I can thank all of you for what you do. We want me to get over on the end somewhere.
Well, are you going to present the award to anyone in the back?
No, that's fine. Yeah, well, you won't see any of them, for God's sake.
Can we see little Mr. Arlett back here?
I'm good.
I'll go back.
You didn't see.
I feel like no.
Wait for something.
Little Marco. Here, little Marco, get up here. Get in there, get in there.
Little Marco.
Make me blush.
Yeah, exactly.
We're good.
Man, oh man.
We're good.
The abuse I take.
Just a little bit. There we go.
You can get there on the end.
Sam, we could have photoshopped you in here.
Photoshop. What are we picking up, Sam?
These guys up here, they're getting made by the hour.
That's right. Just take John up on the end.
He wants me on the other side. Okay.
You
people are great.
You're
thank
good.
You. All of you.
Chip. Just take a picture, Chip.
I get everybody.
This won't be in Hollywood, just whatever.
Should we invite Dan Kramer up here? The prettiest man in Sussex.
He does need a job.
Here goes his look.
Mess around, he's gonna send me back.
Randy Whaley. Step on down here, young man.
Good morning, Council. I'm here today to request your permission to apply for a small USDA grant. It's a housing preservation grant, and it's designed to assist residents of low to very low income with housing rehabilitation. Hopefully, we'll be able to use this funding to match with some of our community development block grant funding. This is a smaller program. The average grant ranges from about $3,000 per house to about $4,500. And we try to address things like handicap issues and that sort of thing. So really, I'm just here to request your permission. How this works, we actually put an advertisement in the paper saying the funding will be available on this date. And on that morning, we'll take call-ins or walk-ins or anyone that and we're hoping to be able to assist 8 to 10 residents with small home repairs with this.
That's great. You have a motion?
I do. Whereas Sussex County Council resolves to apply for the housing preservation grant from the Rural Housing Services authorized by Section 533 of the Housing Act of 1949 as amended by Section 522, and where Sussex County has met the pre-application requirements of housing preservation grant, and Sussex County is eligible to submit an application for such grants through the Rural Housing Services as stated in the Policy and Procedure Instruction Manual, Part 1944, Subpart N. Therefore, be it resolved that Sussex County Council endorses the pre-application to the rural development for the HPG funds in the amount of $35,000 to be administered as follows. Housing rehabilitation grants, $30,000. Administration, $5,000. Be it further resolved that Sussex County Council, by Sussex County Council, that Todd Lawson, County Administrator, is authorized to submit the above-mentioned project to the Rural Housing Services for funding.
Pleasure, Council.
I'm making a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Mm-hmm. Question on the motion.
Just it's one of the
Mrs.
best
Deaver.
Things we do. Appreciate it.
Yes, Mr. President, may I?
Mr. Arlette.
Just two questions. Number one is with these grants, I presume they are owner occupied?
Yes.
And they have to be individually owned, meaning it's not an LLC or nothing
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, yeah. It has
okay.
to be homeowner occupied property.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
More questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Joe Wright.